Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. This is my first Ask Mari show. I'm so excited. I just started this new show on Wednesdays, 3:30 Pacific, so that you can call in with any questions that you may have. Questions about relationships, about law of attraction, about career, anything that you'd like to ask me. Our call-in number is 347-826-9586. So go ahead, don't be shy, call in with your questions, 347-826-9586. And what I'm going to be doing today, and probably every show, is each one who calls in with a question, I'm going to gift you a $50 gift certificate towards my coaching. So I'm hoping to hear from a lot of you, but I have already emailed. Some of you are very shy, and you don't want to appear live on radio in case somebody might, well, recognize your voice, I imagine. So I'm going to be reading some questions while we wait for some callers to come in. So remember, call in now, 347-826-9586. I'm here to answer your questions. One of the questions that I got in by email pertains to law of attraction. And the question that I get asked most is the same as this question. How do I learn to manifest? In other words, I'm doing all the law of attraction processes that I'm supposed to do. I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do. I'm working really hard at it. Why am I not manifesting? That's a really good question because I used to ask that question to myself. And this is the answer. It lies in the question. I'm working really hard at this. The harder you work at it, the more difficult it is to get law of attraction to work for you. Now, it sounds kind of silly because in this society and the way I was raised and all of us were raised mostly, we've been taught to work really hard. We have been taught that work ethic is of most important. Law of attraction just says whatever you focus on, that's what you bring into your life. So the work that we do for law of attraction is focus, focusing our thoughts and our attention. So the most simple answer to this is, why am I not manifesting even though I'm working so hard, is because your attention has been on the working to manifest what you want. Now, this particular listener didn't tell me what they're looking to manifest. This is said in general, so I'm going to just pick a subject. Let's say that you're trying to manifest a romantic partner. And so you've made your posters, like they tell you in your visualization boards, and you have all these pictures of people looking very romantic, and you look at this each day, and you try to imagine yourself with that person. But deep down inside, what you're feeling is a loneliness and a sadness because this person hasn't manifested or come into your life yet. That's where the problem lies. It's in the feeling right now, where you stand, where you sit right now, that the power of manifestation lies. So, as long as you're feeling lonely, as long as you're feeling that you're missing someone in your life, as long as you're feeling the lack of that, that will not come into your life. Why? Because you're vibrating in a space where your manifestation cannot come to you. So let me talk about vibration for just one moment. Vibration means how you're feeling on the emotional scale. Top of the scale is joy and appreciation. Bottom of the scale is fear. If you're afraid that you're not going to be manifesting this special person into your life, this is how you're really feeling, you're keeping that person away. So how do we shift those feelings? Well, one of the things that I teach in my Law of Attraction course is look at your life now and look at the love that is in your life now. Because the feeling has to be created now. Visualizing something in the future and trying to bring up a feeling of how it's going to feel isn't always successful for people. That's why I don't do a lot of visualizing. So instead, I would look around my life now. Where is there love in my life? Where are there good relationships? So each of you can look around. I can look around at my grandchildren, my granddaughter, my daughters, my son, my friends, my really dear friends. All those people offer love to me. So if I'm thinking of manifesting a new relationship, I have got to get to the vibration of love. Once I'm feeling that love, because I have it from my daughters, my grandkids, my really good friends, now I'm in the right vibration. Once I'm in the right vibration, I try to stay there as long as I possibly can. And so that's the answer. Right now, this very, very minute, we must feel what it is we're trying to manifest in our life. So I was just talking about love, and let's talk about finances. So let's say that I'm looking for finances in my life. But right now I'm looking at my checkbook, and it's very low, or maybe it's even in the negative. As long as I'm feeling that feeling of lack, because I'm looking at my checkbook, I cannot manifest more finances in my life. Instead of doing that, I would look at where my life is abundant. It may not be abundant in finances at this very moment, but it's abundant in other ways. It could be abundant in friendships. It could be abundant in activities that I do. It could be abundant in anything that brings joy to me. So that's pretty much the basis of this. Right now, feel the feeling of what it is you're looking for, feeling that you can. And then every time you're feeling a block of something, whether it be a relationship or finances or even health, every time you're feeling that lack, think of how abundant that is in your life in another way. Hope this makes sense to you. And thank you for asking that question. That's a great question that comes up quite often. So let me check the next question I have here. I wrote them out so it's easier for me to check them rather than checking my email. The other question I have for today is a question about relationships. And the question is this. If I have my spouse who tries to start an argument with me every weekend, let's say Saturday morning, that's a really, really good question. And so let's think about this for a minute. And I hope you're listening today because this is where the answer to your question is. So you have a spouse who starts an argument with you every Saturday. Imagine you're off from work on Saturday, both of you. What is going on here? Number one, I would say, is do not feed into the behavior. So it seems kind of simple, but nobody really talks about this much. You cannot argue with yourself. You can do your self-talk argument, but you can't have a full-blown argument with yourself. So when your spouse starts that, when he starts to maybe push all your buttons to start an argument, the best thing for you to do is to not join the party. He wants to give this party of argument and discontent and whatever it is that he's feeling, but you don't have to join in with it. Now, I know how hard that is. It's easy for me to say, don't give in to it. But honestly, this is a law of attraction as well. The less attention you give to something, the more it's going to go away. The more attention you give to something, the bigger it's going to get. So as you've already probably experienced, this is now happening on a regular basis, this arguing. So you have to give it as least attention as possible. I would suggest that you just leave the house. You could gently say, I'm not going to discuss this right now, and I'm going out for a while. And that will dissipate and just disarm the situation. Put you in a different space, put him in a different space. He may try to restart the argument when you come home, but at least you'll have some space. Anytime a person, doesn't have to be your spouse, anytime a person is trying to goad you into an argument, into a space that's negative, into a space where you don't want to be, you don't have to follow them there. You have the choice. You have the right to have your own peace of mind. And I know sometimes my clients will tell me, this is really difficult to do. How can I just ignore that person? Well, this is a question I have for you. Which is better, to ignore that person for a little while, maybe feel a little guilt over it the first few times, or to just be taken away by whatever low vibration they're having in that arguing, which would be better? I say to take yourself out of that storm and go find some peace. And as you find that peace, you'll get more clarity on how to better your relationship. So I'm here waiting for your callers. The call-in number is 347-826-9586. You can call in and ask me any question about relationships or law of attraction or career or just about anything in your life, you know, how to better your life. What is it that you're experiencing and how are you looking to better your life? And when you call in and ask a question and I answer it on the air, I will gift you a $50 gift certificate towards coaching with me. I'm going to pull another question because I see no callers coming in. I'm going to pull another question from my emails. This is a really good one. This one is about self-esteem. And this is a woman. Her name is Carmen, and she's saying, people tell me that my behavior is because of a lack of self-esteem. And I think they're right. I don't think I like myself very much, and so I try to get everybody's attention so that I can feel better. What can I do about this? That's a terrific question. You know, one thing I want to say to Carmen is you really have hit the head on the nail, or the nail on the head, I should say, when you say, I don't really like myself that much. Just knowing that, just having that revelation that you're having problems liking yourself or loving yourself is the beginning point to you changing this. And yes, trying to get so much attention from others or even craving attention from others is definitely a sign of low self-esteem. I actually used to be that way. I didn't do it in an outward way of spectacle that people could see, but inside I so much wanted people's attention and I so much lacked people's attention, and I thought that they interacted with me and liked me, I would feel so much better, but that's not the way to go about it. So I guess the answer is begin working on your self-esteem, begin seeing yourself as lovable, begin seeing yourself as good. And there were many, many things that happened that caused you to not feel so good about yourself. Things people said, sometimes parents, sometimes teachers, religious authorities. It comes from all different places. Not sure where it comes from you because I'm not speaking to you directly, Carmen, but I do know that our self-esteem is intact when we're born. I watched my 2-year-old granddaughter, and she is amazing. She is so assured of herself. She is so knowing what she wants to do next. She's just over 2. And she doesn't like when she's corrected. She gets very sad and puts her face down because she doesn't want to know that she's not doing what she's supposed to do. Little children, babies, their self-esteem is intact. In other words, they don't feel less than until we program them that way. So one of the things I would encourage you to do is I would encourage you to make a list of the good qualities that you have. And sometimes people don't even know what that means. I have my clients make these lists sometimes. So are you a good listener? That's a good quality. Do you like to bake and bring cookies to others? Do you have an artistic quality? Do you like to draw, or are you extremely flexible and you do yoga? Are you very kind-hearted and you're always wanting to help people? Are you very honest and you don't want to deceive people? Just make a list of different good qualities that you have They can include physical qualities as well. Look at compliments that people give you and begin to make that list. And when you begin to think of yourself as less than, look into that list and see what you can pick from there that could encourage you. So, for example, let's say that in your list you have, I have a really good sense of humor. People are always laughing and telling me what a good sense of humor I have. So let's say you're feeling down about yourself. You can look at your list and say, you know what? Yeah, my friend said I have a really good sense of humor. And it's true because I was at wherever the other day and they were laughing. And you know what? I do have a good sense of humor. Try to pull yourself from that, looking at the lack of what you have or what you're missing and looking at what you do have. Okay, we're going to take a quick break to listen to one of my sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Would you like to live a pain-free life beyond chronic pain? Step into the power of your own healing. I'm Elizabeth Kipp at elizabeth-kipp.com, health facilitator and empowerment coach. I offer tools critical for living a pain-free life, including sessions in EFT tapping, ancestral clearing, generative communication, and a community for people with and in recovery from chronic pain. Step into your healing today at elizabeth-kipp.com.
Hi, we're back with Dare to Be Authentic Radio Show. Ask Mari. I'm Mari Mitchell, and I'm a coach and a mentor, and I mostly coach women and couples, helping them to connect with the deep part inside of them, the power that they have inside, and from there create the life that they want. And today I'm here open to your calls. Call in. The call-in number is 347-826-9586. Go ahead and call me and ask your questions about relationships or law of attraction or career, any way, any area of your life where you want to ask a question about how to improve it. And while I'm waiting for live callers, I will go ahead and pull another question. Oh, and if you call in live and get your question answered, I will give you a $50 gift certificate towards coaching with me. Okay, I'm going to pull the next question. And this is a really good question as well. This is a question from a girl called Jenny, a woman called Jenny, and she's saying, completely overwhelmed with the things that I have to do in my life. I'm running from one place to the other with my kids, helping my mother-in-law, and taking care of all the household chores. My husband works really long hours, but I'm at my breaking point and I don't know what to do. Wow, that's a really good one. That's a common one too, Jenny, if you're listening, or maybe you can listen to the replay. That is one that so many women suffer with. There's some men that suffer too, but it seems like women, mothers, wives suffer more. One of the things that I had to learn to do in my life was to really take a look, and this is a good time, heading towards the end of the year, take a look at the activities that I did, whatever I had scheduled for the kids, and begin to take out what wasn't absolutely necessary. For instance, I remember a time where I would rush to two or three parties in one day, whether they be birthday parties or whatever, or two or three events in one day. And so I began to scale that down and only do one event a day. I know that sounds crazy, especially when you have kids of different ages, et cetera, but once I scaled down to one event a day and we could focus on that, that really gave me some relief. The other thing I did is I got some help. I didn't try to do everything myself. I'm not talking necessarily about hiring help. Not all of us can afford that. I certainly couldn't afford it back then. But asking, whether it be kids or friends, we learning to ask for help when we need it. Maybe somebody who could babysit for you, so you just could get out for an hour or so and just have some time for yourself. And then the third thing I'd like to say to Jenny is having a little bit of time for yourself, I know how difficult that is when you have kids when they're little, is so important. Taking 5 to 10 minutes to yourself. Maybe after the kids are in bed, you can get a bubble bath, or if you are a really early riser, before the kids get up. So, so important to have that you time for just you. Maybe you get it in the gym, but make it a time where you can be more quiet, more reflective, and where you can just connect with that, just that space of peace that is inside of you. But as long as we're running around doing so many things, it's almost impossible to connect with that space. So, Jenny, I suggest that you try to see where you can cut some activities, if at all possible. And number one, give yourself some what I call me time, some time to just be you and to receive and to breathe, even just breathing. I have a client, a pretty new client, and one of the things I gave her as an assignment was to just take 5 minutes and just breathe, just be. And it was hard for her to do because she has a 4-year-old son and she's super busy and he's with her most of the time, but now she has him in preschool for a little bit. So it was hard for her to start doing that, but she's starting to do it more and more as she realizes how helpful that is and how it helps her to have peace of mind, a little bit more clarity, and so it helps her days to go better. So that's what I suggest for you, Jenny. Thanks so much for writing. Okay, I'm here listening to any questions you have. Our call-in number is 347-826-9586. Call me with any of your questions, and those who get through will receive a $50 certificate good towards my coaching. Okay, I'll pull another one. Too many questions from men. It's interesting. I get more questions from women. Okay, let's see what Tom has to ask me. Okay, Tom is saying, my wife doesn't really want to connect with me very much. She's so busy with the kids all the time. We have 4, and I feel like there's no time left for us, and I'm getting very frustrated, and I don't know what to do. Tom, this is such a common thing that happens. I was a mother of 3 young children at one time, and I know how difficult that can be. And one of my best suggestions for couples is to actually schedule a time to connect with your spouse. I know that sounds like, oh my gosh, something else to schedule. We already have everything scheduled. But if you want quality time with your wife, you're going to have to schedule it, which means you sit down and you find at least one time each week where you can connect. Going out on a date would be fantastic. If you can't swing that, then take a time when the kids are all in bed or they're out or wherever they are and just connect over a glass of wine or a cup of coffee and just put aside 30 minutes. It's not a lot of time. And your wife might resist at first, saying she's got too much to do and too many chores, but as you explain to her, and this is what I call authentic communication, as you communicate with her authentically, explaining that you feel so disconnected and time with each other is so important to you, as it should be to her, she will probably agree to it. So this is for you and for all couples. Making time for each other has to be a priority. We all get busy, the men and the women, whether it's running a business, running a household, PTA, church, whatever all the duties that we have set aside for us are, we're all very busy. And I'll repeat what I said to Jenny. Cutting back on some of those responsibilities that we have taken for ourselves is utterly important because I remember I used to be the volunteer of the universe. I volunteered for everything. If something had to be done at church, I did it. If something had to be purchased, I volunteered to go to the store to get it. With 3 kids. No wonder I felt like I was in a 3-ring circus. It was a crazy life. I learned to pare that down. I learned to say no. So one of the things that's helpful for when you're feeling overwhelmed that there's so much to do is to stop saying yes to everything and to everyone who asks you. Begin to say no. You don't even have to give them a reason. Can you do this particular event at church 2 weeks from now? I'm sorry, but I can't. That's all you have to say. I know it's difficult. I know that we've been taught and we've been trained that we do everything for everybody else. But, you know, I was just on a plane this weekend, and again, the same old story about if the plane has trouble and these oxygen masks come down, they always tell you put the oxygen mask on yourself and then on a child or an elderly person that's in your care. Same thing with your life. If your life is feeling out of control, if you're feeling completely overwhelmed and your stress level is so high, How are you going to be helpful to anyone else? So the main thing is to cut back on your stress. And one of the ways to do it is to cut back on the number of things you do in a day. Another helpful thing for that is to not have a to-do list that's 50 miles long. 3 to 5 things on your to-do list is all you need. Even business executives, I gave a talk once to business executives and they were shocked. You don't need to have 20 things on your to-do list. 3 of the most urgent things to do today and 2 more that you feel must be done today. 5 of the most important things to be done today. Everything else can shift or wait or be delegated to someone else. And so that will help both you, Tom, and Jenny in your household as you have these overwhelming time with your wife that is overwhelmed with the kids and doesn't really have any time for you. It has to be scheduled. But I think the cutting back is going to be really vital in these times. Okay, so Amari, I'm listening to you and your questions. Call in and 347-826-9586. I'm here to answer any questions you have. In the meantime, I'm pulling some questions from some of the emails that I have received. So I'm going to go ahead and pull another question. Well, this one is about career. Well, not really career. Let me read it to you. Her name is Susan, and she's saying, I have a wonderful job. I make really good money. But there's something that I've always wanted to do which is different from my career path. How do I begin to do this? How do I find time? And how do I know I'm not wasting my time? Susie isn't being very clear with her question, but I kind of understand what she's saying because I had a full-time job and career when I started my coaching, but there were other things that were pulling me, like writing and like coaching. And one of the things I would suggest to you, Susan, is begin to do what it is that you have a desire for. Just begin to do it. Don't make it be something so overwhelming. Just do it. Just take some time and do some of it and see how you feel. One of the things I've learned in the last few years, especially the last 5 years, is to really feel into things. So I start something, like when I started my writing, I joined a writer's group, and I just went. And in fact, for the first month or so, I didn't write a thing. I just went and interacted with the writers and listened to what they had to say. And then all of a sudden, things started to come and I started to write. And writing became one of the most fulfilling things in my life. And now I have 3 published books, 1 more coming. So it's just been a wonderful route for me. So I suggest that you, whatever it is that you want to do on the side or that you always wanted to do, I wish you had shared with me what it is, that you would begin to do it. It doesn't matter if it's singing or dancing. It doesn't matter if it's writing or maybe other kind of crafting or maybe you just want to have a different career. Just begin to put your feet in it, begin to experience it, and then let it grow from there. Thank you so much for your question. And one of the things that I receive feedback on my clients, so many of them have had dreams that they've carried, some since childhood, and things that they always wanted to do but never really went into. And what I have to say is start. Start somewhere. Start with the littlest bit of time put into that and watch it grow. It's been wonderful being here with you today. I'm glad I could answer these questions. I'll be back next Wednesday, 3:30 Pacific, for Ask Amari. I hope to see you then, and I hope we're going to have some live interaction next week. We didn't have any this week, but that's okay. I have questions coming in. If you're more comfortable emailing questions to me, just email them to Amari at lifecoachamari.com. That's Amari at lifecoachamari.com, and I'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Amari Mitchell Porter.